Ever since a car crash that left him a quadriplegic 12 years ago, 50-year-old Ronald Fulton has been making the best of bad situations. His experience as a patient led him to found a healthcare advocacy organization. Life in a wheelchair turned him into a campaigner for disability rights, who also advises Miami-Dade County commissioners. But for one thing in his life, there was no upside: the loss of his nephew, Trayvon Martin.
This is harder than me dealing with my limitations, because I can find ways around my limitations, but he gone.
At the time of the accident, Fulton was a truck driver who wanted to become a pilot. Now he's a pre-law student at Miami-Dade College. The accident profoundly changed his life, but didn't destroy it. And for that, he gives Trayvon some credit.
I need help getting in the bed. Trayvon can put me in the bed. Trayvon used to help me eat. I used to take him to a card party. He would hold my cards.
Jury selection is about to begin in the second-degree murder trial of George Zimmerman, the man who shot 17-year-old Trayvon after an encounter under disputed circumstances. The case has raised questions about racism, the state self-defense law, and the character of Trayvon himself. Like almost everybody, Fulton has strong opinions about the case. But unlike almost everybody, he has direct experience with the real Trayvon.
He's not an aggressive person. You know what I'm saying? He'd rather walk away.
Ronald Fulton will go in his wheelchair to Sanford to witness the Zimmerman trial and hope for justice in his nephew Trayvon Martin's death. It's the one thing he considers pure, uncompensated loss. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.